Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We are on Erevin, 38, talking about the ownerless. According to Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, who said that even ownerless objects acquire a residence of their own and therefore may not be removed beyond 2,000 amos from their location at the beginning of the Shabbos. That is the one according to whom it is true that no declaration is necessary when renewing an Erev within one's presence. I want to focus on the concept, the idea that ownerless objects acquire a residence of its own. So many times, so many people in society, so many children in society, so many animals in society are just roaming free, are roaming by themselves, don't have a place to go, don't have a place to be, don't have an ability to be loved by a family or whatnot. And I'm not plugging any organization or whatnot, but there's so many beautiful organizations that take care of it for children, of course, and lahavdil for animals too. If you have a kind nature, you have a kind ability, and you have a kind disposition, one of the most beautiful mitzvahs out there is adopting and fostering. When I hear these stories and I read these stories, it really brings tears to my eyes because it's such a beautiful concept, such a beautiful ability for someone to give a child a home when they need it most. I think of the stories of people I've met, of families that took in not just any children, not just fostering children and adopting children, but they went above and beyond finding a child and then another child with special needs to bring into their home. Can you imagine? First they went, they found the child that needs a home, and then they went and they found not just any child, but a child that extra needs love, extra needs the attention, extra needs the guidance, someone that has special needs, someone that has difficulties in their own life. So even if we ourselves don't have the ability to foster or adopt, maybe we don't have the time, the resources, the money, or the capability, but we should encourage those who we know would do it and could do it, and we should donate to those organizations that need it and propel them in their mission to be able to do so. And on a much less level, lahavdil, if you're a really big pet person, a really big cat person, really big dog person, you're at that stage and your kids are out of the house and you feel the need to give besides for to your kids and to your grandkids, and you're really good with animals, why not foster and adopt the pets? You can help the pet can help you. The Torah even talks about how much hakar satov we have to have to the dogs they didn't bark. So obviously many of the Jewish people had dogs even back in Mitzrayim time, and I myself am a very big dog person. But regardless of dogs or cats or whatever, on some small level also think about how to support such an idea of having animals in your own home, especially if they don't have a home, especially if they don't have a place to be. So on a very large level, the idea of fostering and adoption is beautiful, especially for children, for kids, especially those who need it. Support organizations, support people who can do that, and on a much less level, a different level, a havdil, for animals as well, to support those organizations, especially done in a Jewish halachic manner, or to be involved in it in any which way you can. Just as the Gemara talks about how each thing has a residence, needs a residence, acquires a residence of its own, even something ownerless, so to a person that doesn't have the home, that doesn't have the owner, that doesn't have the master in their own home, to let them have such a master, to let them have such a living for them would also be a wonderful thing as well. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 39 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.